Let's move now to the written word. Common People is a new anthology of writing by working class authors. It features some familiar literary names and a range of lesser known writers. It was inspired by the novelist Kit Duval, who posed the question, where are the working class authors? And in answer to that question, Kit has put together an anthology of 33 contributors, three of whom who will be speaking on Wednesday evening at Brighton and Hove High School.
Well, one of those appearing is award-winning Brighton author Damien Barr. His book Maggie and Me was a memoir of growing up gay in the Thatcher era. I spoke with Damien earlier to find out what the big idea behind Common People is.
Common People is an anthology created and edited by the fantastic Kit Duval, and it features a variety of published and previously unpublished working class voices. And it sounds sort of old-fashioned to use the term working class, but Britain is a country that's still entirely structured around class. We think about it and talk about it all the time, and the fact is that people who want to be writers who are working class face more challenges in getting time to write, support to write, in accessing networks of publishing, and feeling confident enough to do it. And so Common People is a real pioneering anthology that celebrates a very diverse range of working class stories.
As you just mentioned there, it's a mix of established and unknown authors. So people will probably recognise your name, I'm sure they will, Stuart McConey, but some people who are completely unknown. I guess the idea behind this was to use those names to pull in an audience for less well-known names.
I think that's part of any anthology. There's always a kind of strategy there. But I think more than that, actually, what it does for all the writers who are in there is it gives them a context and it shows them a way forward. And it also creates opportunities for conversation, which benefit everybody, whether whether you've been published or whether you've not been published. I'm really excited about this event that I'm doing tomorrow night with Astra and Katie, because it's an opportunity for me to hear their stories. And I think that's what all literature is about, empathy and finding out about other people's lives, whether they're real or imagined. And Common People is memoir. It's it's real people, it's real lives, it's real stories. And I think, again, those are stories we just don't get to hear enough about.
I was going to kind of go a little bit deeper into that, because the idea that there may be a strand of working class writing, because now, it's been named as that. Surely it's just about great storytelling. You had a massive success with Maggie and Me, which is your memoir of growing up gay in the Thatcher era. It was just a terrific story.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I'm glad you think so. But not enough of those stories get through or get told. It's almost like, you've used up your quota for working class stories that year. The norm in publishing is still middle and upper middle class backgrounds, in terms of the people that you meet in publishing, in terms of the stories that tend to get told. And I think that, there needs to be a change all the way through the publishing ecosystem, so that working class stories are just seen as part of the regular mix, as opposed to being, sort of special or different. I'm sure Kit would agree with me in saying that, she'd hope that one day that, an anthology of working class voices was unnecessary, because working class voices would be included, in the same space as people from different classes. But right now, that's not the case. And publishing is trying to change. Really is. They're making big initiatives to get out of London, to get up to the north, to get to Scotland, and there are people there who are doing great things. But the fact is that, as an industry, you're still more likely to meet somebody with a double-barreled name in publishing than you are in, your cleaner or, the person who's fixing your car or whatever.
How important is the internet now as a way of getting heard for unpublished authors? Because it provides a phenomenal platform to get to a global audience, but at the same time, there's a lot of noise there. And, how as a reader do you cut through all of that?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I think that, if we're thinking about Karl Marx and we're thinking about the means of production, the internet is a way for working class writers to seize the means of production and, publish their stuff on blogs and on magazines and on journals and on Wattpad and places like that. So I think that there's definitely more chance of being heard. I don't think it means lots more competing for the same audience. I think actually you make the audience bigger. because I think the more people feel able to access stories, it's like saying, you know, if you open more public libraries, you know, would people be reading fewer books? You know, that's not the case. You're increasing access. You make people, you know, broadly feel more confident and develop more of an appetite for stories. And I think that's, you know, that's what publishing online or, you know, self-publishing actually does. And there's a lot of bad self-published stuff, but there's also a lot of bad conventionally published stuff. So, you know, I don't think being self-published automatically means you're not good. You know, The Loney was self-published to start off with, and that became one of the biggest best-selling horror stories, I think, of 2014, I think it was. So I think, you know, more access is a good thing. It means more opportunities for more stories, especially stories that wouldn't otherwise get heard.
So, Damien, what's going to be happening on Wednesday at Brighton Hove High School for Common People?
So there is a panel with three of the voices, including me, from Common People. So there will be Katie Massey and Astra Bloom, and we will be talking about our stories, and I think maybe even reading a bit of those stories. There are three really different slices of working class life, if you like, and Katie's actually really asks those questions about what does it mean to be working class, particularly if you feel middle class now. And Astra's is a really moving and dark story about fitting in, shall we say, at school, and involves a leotard and some dreams. And mine is also about school, because I think school is often where we interface with class, and it's about being taken by my granny Mac, who some people will remember from Maggie and Me, to get my first high school uniform, which she got from the co-op and which she paid for with co-op stamps.
And Damien, how about you then? What plans have you got in the pipeline? You've always got something on the go.
Well, right now I am really busy with my first novel, which came out, I think, a month ago this week. So it's called You Will Be Safe Here. And it's a story of South Africa. So it ranges from the Boer War to contemporary day South Africa. And it's going to be a book at bedtime on Radio 4 at the end of May and the beginning of June, read by the brilliant Tracy Ann Oberman. So that's all go at the minute with You Will Be Safe Here.
Damien Barr talking about Common People, which is on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock at Brighton and Hove High School. And you're listening to Radio Reverb's festival show with me, Rebecca Sandals, and her, Melita Dennett.
Oi, behave.